This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. Most of the way through its fiscal year, the federal government is on track to break a record for its budget deficit and more than $500 billion. That's trillion with a T. This is not the largest slice of the total economy that's ever been taken up by deficits, but the federal borrowing is large enough to cause a split within the Republican Party in the Senate. Lawmakers have been unable to agree on a budget because they are struggling to limit the deficit while still cutting taxes. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Don Nichols is the Republican chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. He says, perhaps only half-jokingly, that he's looking forward to 6 months from now when he retires from the Senate. Nichols clearly is not happy about striking out every time he's offered his 50 fellow Republicans deals to eke out the 51 votes needed to pass a budget in the Senate.
I'm still looking for a different alternative. And remarkably, I've come up with a few different ideas. We just haven't been able to sell them yet. And I'm running low on ideas, but I'm still looking.
Ted Stevens, the Alaskan who chairs the Appropriations Committee, declared last week that if the Senate did not come up with a budget by June 15th, he'd go ahead with work on a spending bill for Homeland Security, budget or no budget. Stevens says he hopes there will be a budget sometime.
I'm still not under the assumption that there'd be no budget. We've just, Senator Nichols and me, And I and the leader have been urging we find a way to get the budget.
For Senate Republicans, it's something of an embarrassment that they haven't been able to agree on a budget. After all, when Democrats controlled the Senate 2 years ago and failed to get a budget, they were derided for that failure by their Republican colleagues. Here's Alabama's Jeff Sessions doing just that early last year on the Senate floor.
It's indisputable that the last Congress was marked by obstructionism and failure. We produced no budget for the first time in the history of the Budget Act, almost 30 years. No budget was passed. We're not under a budget. A historic failure of monumental proportions.
Ironically, it was Sessions himself who helped shoot down the latest Republican budget deal Nichols offered on Monday. Asked yesterday about the Republicans' impasse, Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle tried to strike a magnanimous tone.
Well, I don't want to get into payback and, you know, the same kind of rhetoric that they engaged in a couple of years ago. It just seems to me that, you know, they have a way to achieve compromise and find a way to secure a budget resolution.
But Democrats and a group of four Republican holdouts blame the stalled budget on Republican ideologues intent on cutting more taxes.
They want to make the tax cuts for higher income people permanent, and I don't want that.
Arizona Republican John McCain is one of the deficit hawk holdouts who refused to go along with a budget like the one the House passed that simply cuts more taxes.
We want the Congress, in the case of increases in spending and increases in taxes, to have offsets, either cuts in spending or increases in taxes, okay? That's all we want. It's a very simple proposition.
Republican leaders have tried to sway McCain and his supporters with budget proposals that would make it tougher to approve more tax cuts in the future. But other Republicans, such as McCain's fellow Arizonan John Kyle, have balked at such deal sweeteners. Kyle was reluctant yesterday to discuss the GOP budget standoff.
I'm not going to comment about what we might do because I don't know whether we'll have a budget for this year and therefore whether we'll have to operate under the previous budget or not.
Operating under the existing budget would make it easier to add even more spending to the Senate's appropriations bills. It would also mean House members would have to vote to raise the ceiling on the national debt, something they'd rather not do during an election year. Tax cuts would also be harder to pass, but all that appears a likely scenario unless the Senate can break its budget stalemate. David Wellna, NPR News.